Lord, thank you for your word. It is a lamp unto our feet, and it's a light to our path. Lord, may we treasure it in our heart, Lord, because that's where we will find life. Amen. I was thinking about a scripture in Matthew 7. Bracken, I didn't know that was the gospel reading for today, about entering into the narrow gate. And wide is the and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter it. And for the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and few are those who find it. And it's not, I was thinking this in context of what I was going to talk about today, because it's very true, you know, are few of those who find it. If you go on and continue to read about Jesus talking about a tree bearing fruit, and then at the very end of this Sermon on the Mount, he says this, familiar verses, but here, let's just let our souls and spirit receive it. So therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came. The winds blew and slammed against that house, yet it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew, slammed against that house. It fell, and great was its fall. Jesus had finished these words. The crowds were amazed at his teaching. He was teaching as one having authority. What I was thinking today, just all this in context, I was over there in the school building coming over for chapel, and there was a squirrel out, right outside the door, and the squirrel had some kind of, you know, nut in his mouth, and I thought, isn't that peculiar? Where's a tree around here? I mean, you know, there's a squirrel with a right here in this parking lot with a nut in his mouth, and there are no trees around here. And but I knew then the Lord was speaking something. And I remember years ago talking to me about, I either read it or he gave it to me somehow, about the, you know, the nut representing promises, you know, like a seed. And what the enemy does come to steal, kill, and destroy is to steal and take the seed from us, you know, any way he can. Because, you know, anytime there's a promise of the Lord or he speaks, there is a receiving the word, believing the word, and acting on the word, right? All promises of God, Scripture says, are yes in Christ Jesus. In Christ, they're yes, right? Means if they are acted on in Christ, then they will be a yes to you. They're always yes. But it's up to us whether we act on that word or whether we don't. And that's why when it talks about broad is the way that leads to destruction and narrow is the way that leads to life, it's not because the broad way they don't have the promises of God or never heard it. It's just very few are those who actually act upon it, who actually receive and follow out and do the word, right? And you think about Israel, you know, when God delivered them out of Egypt, and he'd been talking to them a lot about the promised land, and, you know, led them through that all the way up to it. And a bunch of them, right? And only they sent the spies out, and out of all that bunch, only two of them entered into that. Not that they didn't have the promise of God. They did, right? They didn't act on it. They didn't walk in it. They didn't receive it. They didn't believe it. You know, James talks about that in James chapter 1, he talks about, you know, we can ask God. If we lack wisdom, we can ask of God, and he'll give to any man generously. Then he says this kind of odd thing that, let me read it because I have it marked here. But he must ask in faith without any doubting. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously. That's just who God is, without reproach. But he must ask in faith without doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea being driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being double-minded, unstable in all his ways. And double-minded man here, scripture is a doubting and hesitating. What that word means is doubting and hesitating, right? You got the word and you're kind of doubting the word and hesitating just like they did. And the word is that if you're doubting and hesitating, then that will keep you from entering into the promise of God, right? One of the dreams that the Lord gives me periodically, it's the same dream in various ways. I always dream that I'm in this house, and I know that the house is, someone's trying to rob the house, and I know somewhere in the house there's an open door. And in the dream, I somehow find the open door, the open window, and shut it. Had one about 2 nights ago. The house, I could see people coming, a lot of glass in the house. I knew they were trying to get in through a door in the basement, ran there, and there was like this magnetic thing on the door, and all of a sudden it was engaged to lock. So if the enemy's always coming to steal, kill, and destroy, then one, we know that he can't really, without God's permission, take our life, but he can steal our life. He steals promises of God, right? Remember what Jesus said about the sower and the seed. The sower, the seed is the word of God. The word of God goes forth. And he talks about the four. First, one, the enemy just immediately snatches it away. You know, said the devil comes and snatches that word away before that person can even respond to that word. Then there's three different responses to that word. One who hears it says, oh, man, that sounds good. They receive it, but it says they have no root in themselves. And immediately they fall away because of, Scripture says, when any kind of persecution or anything arises because of that word, immediately they fall away. And the second one is that who received the word, but it says the desire for other things, choke it out. And the word bears no fruit in us. The fourth soil is those who hear the word, receive the word, act on the word. They're the ones that receive and walk in the promises of God. Right? Because there's a battle. The whole story about Israel and Joshua, when they went in to possess this land, over and over again, it used this kind of, which I like, kind of odd thing, but possess your possession. Like, it's your possession, you got to go in and possess it. And part of possessing that possession was dispossessing the enemy. Right? Just as part of the good picture of the Christian life. As we're walking, there, the promises of God are always there. They're always yes in Christ Jesus, but we're at war. There's someone who doesn't want you to enter in into everything that God has for you. So he is lying, father of lies. That's how he does, steal, kill, and destroy just by lying. But he's always after that so that you will want enter the narrow gate and enjoy everything that God has for you, right? Always trying after those things. So the Lord would just remind me of that today. With that squirrel, remember the promises of God for you. For me personally, this is a personal word, to go back through them, you know, because the truth is, just like in Deuteronomy 28, there's a commanded blessing, you know, for everyone who keeps the law. Well, Jesus kept that law. That's the reason it says in Christ, all the promises of God are yes in Christ Jesus. Jesus did that for me, right? My job is to enter into that every day, right? Remember when we, not too long ago, we did Hebrews 3 and 4, which talks about that. Therefore, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, which means entering into everything that God has for it, but they couldn't enter in because of their unbelief, because they just wouldn't believe it, you know? Well, why won't you believe it? Because you're entertaining a lie. That's how he works. Always trying to kill, steal, and destroy. Because, and I have to teach my girls this all the time, that it's not a game, you know. This is the real deal. There's a real war. There's a real devil out there. And that means there's a real God out there too, right, whose desire for us is always good. So the promises of God are there, but I have to act on them. And the ones who act, like Jesus said, he who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like an extremely wise person, because both of these people, both of these situations had, right, storms and rain and water, floods, same thing we all experience in life, but the house that remained, you know, strong, was the one founded on the rock, is the one who hears the word, walks in it, receives it, obeys it, right? If not, then when it happens, which is the steal, killing, and destroying, the enemy comes against that, then there's always a crash and burn. So every one of us here, we have so many promises of God. He's always speaking. He never stops speaking the promises, right? But I don't know about you, but I want to enter in and walk in everything that God has for me in this life. Everything that he's spoken. Every one of them, you know. It's like, Lord, remind me of promises that are out there, you know, that maybe I've forgotten about, or that I've entertained a lie or something. But and the Lord's always so faithful to come back, remind you, remind me, remind you everything that he has for us, right? And the importance of receiving that word, watering that word, receiving that word, walking in that word, and until we see the fulfillment of that word, until we are in the promised land, enjoying all the fruits of that land, everything that God has done, right? It's for everybody. This person gets this or this person gets that. It's for all of us, right? So I pray today, if that squirrel has your promises, right, in his mouth to run away with, which this squirrel did. I walked out, he took off running. He's just stealing it, right? He doesn't want it to bear fruit in your life. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? And that's not worth it, because you know what that fruit looks like? Death, right? He steals our joy, he steals our peace, he steals everything. When God has spoken, and therefore there remains for us to enter it today, right? So, real simple, faith, right? Entering in by faith, because if we abide in Christ, right, it says we will bear fruit. If I'm abiding in him, then I will bear the fruit of his promises. That's his promise to me. That's why it says all the promises are yes in Christ. Because if I'm abiding in Christ, then I will bear the fruit of that promise, right? So don't be robbed any longer. Amen.